Okay. So letter 16. So Rav Usher here is writing about, and Moshe has mentioned this before, the koyach of the chavraya. Rav Usher used to always encourage his talmidim, his chassidim, to get together and to form groups of people who converse with each other, mechazik each other, and really working things through. So this comes up in this letter. We haven't seen it really yet. He writes, "Ani kulo tikva utfila. I truly hope and I daven shatehafich libris chaverim nemana, that the relationship should form into a very tight one, a close chavraya, shal achdas hashlemas, a real true achdas, with im koyach habitul shal kol haritzaynais leratzan haemes, that we come together in a way that we're making and forming a bris with each other." To be mevatel ourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is the Ratzon of all the Ratzonis. Whatever it is we think that we want, truly what we want to do is His Ratzon. L'hagiyah ipam v'lu nishim achas b'chalachayim l'briyas ha'ava ha'birtit liya b'davar. Halavah, he says, to come even to a single moment or one breath, that we should be able to be connected in a way of ahava, which is not dependent on anything, pure love, pure reyes. This is the only type of love which can continue on and live on eternally. What Shlomo HaMelech says, David HaMelech, really, that there's no waters in the world which can extinguish this type of a love. And it's this type of a love, he writes, is called Machshachei HaGolios, which will illuminate all the darkness of Golos. And to shine a light of Geula, a complete Geula in the world, in every corner, with its brilliance, from an awakening from below, that's our avoida. And our work in this world is to constantly be moving out of ourselves, not in the true sense, but to be working for the Ribbono Shel Olam and doing a lishma. Ki loy loy, because it doesn't belong to us. Each and every person has to recognize that we're here for a shtichas. The world belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we're here to do that job. As he continues and says, Lehu mitzias ha'avoida. We are not the mitzias of the avoida, meaning we're not the object or the objective. Ela rak b'b'chinas l'ma'ani u'l'ma'ani yaseh. But as the pasuk says, "Lamani, lamani," Kadosh Baruch Hu says, "I do it for myself." Of course, that means for himself, for us. And the expectation is that when we do for him. And that is an avash le'netliya b'davar for Hakadosh Baruch Hu, but an avash le'netliya b'davar between the chavraya. So says Rav Usher, let's come together in a way that we're going to do something very special. That we're going to align ourselves, our ratzon, to do the ratzain, kol haratzainais, and avashli natli b'davar, between ourselves and for the Ribbono Shel Olam. And he continues, k'shchaveim amitiyim, when really true good friends, yaskulu lahavin al kamahim rechoikim yasagas b'china avudazai, when a chavraya comes together, and they have discussions, and they come to the realization of just how far we are as individuals, each and every one of us, from this lofty pursuit, from this goal of creation. And they come to the clarity, the recognition, the realization, how entrenched we are in our own ways, in our own desires, without paying attention. Because of the Yetzahara, who doesn't cease even for a moment, l'harchikinim yakdusha, to separate us, to distance us from Hashem's Kedusha, to detach us from the root of our existence, from the root of our life, which is Hashem. When we come to that recognition, it will overcome us a fear, a panic, not in an unhealthy way, but to recognize the great sakana that a person is in, the danger that a person is in if he detaches himself even for a moment from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then he will envelop himself with tefillah, in his state of poverty, spiritual poverty, physical poverty, knowing that every single moment, how his life has been gifted to him from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he's the root of all life, and not to be detached from that. Meaning a true ani, emptiness, complete emptiness. She'ein li shum davar, that I have nothing of my own. Not even the breath of life is my own. Ve'ein ani chafetz b'shum davar, there's nothing that I want in this world. Ve'ein ani asa l'kabel, and there's nothing which I would like to receive. Ela li yos yachan im abayir, is only to be with him. He is the root of the Metzius. So what we look at as Metzius in this world, the world at large, that's just a reflection of a desire that Hashem has, that there should be trees, that there should be an oilam, which we know it, but that's not the actual Metzius. The Metzius is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So when a person comes to that recognition, he's mevar that emunah. The only thing that he's going to want to have, is like David HaMelech is constantly speaking about in Tehillim, is the desire to become one with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because what is this life? What is the value of this life? And even if we become tzaddikim, what are we offering him? What are we doing for him? When a person starts to become ruggle in these thoughts, especially a chavraya together, what happens is that this is an esarusa de latata, like he had said before, which awakens and opens up hallways of emunah, a gifts of emunah that Hashem bestows upon a person, which is beyond his imagination of what he could have expected. When a person makes a pesach of emunah from below, then Hashem brings him into a corridor, he brings him into a special world of emunah, emunah rabba, rabba munasecha, that he's zeche to live in a much deeper reality with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Ki tachlis hayedia shaloi neida. Because the whole purpose of knowledge is to come to realize that we don't know anything. And not knowing anything is synonymous with emunah. And like he says many times, to picture ourselves, to live in this way, that we are like children, infants on our mother's lap, who lacks nothing, not because we have it, but because we have our mother. Because whatever she has, she gives to us. And Avosha continues, Zois ha'avoida. This is what needs to be done. Chiyuva al kol adam Yisraeli. It's incumbent upon every single Jew, Basher Husham, wherever he is. Ve'af echen in rasha lipat heimena. And no person can pater himself to exclude himself from this task. Ve'likadas ha'toyim achare atas ha'yetzer. Not like those who have been led astray by the Yetzahara, who claim, She'ein arak l'gdoylem ha'shavaret zema, this is very big madrigas for gdoylem, that they should live this way. V'loy olav ha'malacha, but it's not referring to me. I'm just a simple yid. I make a parnasa, I work hard, I have a family, not learning, I'm not davening all day. Ki loy hi, says Rav Usha, this is not the case. Every single Jew. And he continues, Kar erech ha'galos hu'ayidik kol ha'olam kulay ha'noim ha'achar ya'shakav ya'hevel. The reason why the galus continues is because every Jew needs to be accounted for. And we continue to pater ourselves. And he says, we cannot bring the geula. Hashem will not bring the geula. If we continue to run after the shekel and the hevel that the Yitzhahara presents before us. Uvein Simon, in the meantime, he writes, every opportunity of lifting up nitzaitzin of kedusha, every engagement, every involvement which we have in this world, which on a deeper level is significant, he says the person is robbing opportunities of lifting up Kedusha and making big corrections in this world. Tikkunim. Kilu kam la'an. And he goes around in this world as if he's going to be here forever. Hagam shidu b'vir kisev ha'kliya. Although he knows that there's going to be an end to this existence. V'chol ha'mishaku l'koshan tichla v'sab v'mishal ha'sadam in ha'aretz. He knows that the Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to bring the tikkun. It's going to happen. But he chooses to ignore and to push it onto others. And not to take responsibility as if he's going to be around forever. And this existence is going to be forever. So Risha continues and it concludes, Ana Chaver Yakar, he says, my dear friend, Boivin is Achi Kulanu. Come, let's join together. Let's be one with each other. L'haschelas ha'avoida miyad. To begin this avoida, the avoida like he just explained, zois ha'avoida, on each and every one of us. Miyad, without delay. B'lishum pachar, without any fear. Without any fear of anything from the outside, of course. Rak nefachin me'oitim sakana sein, that we need to be afraid of one thing. That's the sakana li'yos nelam rega echa mina ima shala oilam. That we should not be mindful, chas v'shalom, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is Ima, the Shechina Ilah, what he calls Ima, Kabbalah calls Ima Chassidus, that we shouldn't be mindful of our mother for a moment, to cry out, because every moment we're in her lap, and to cry out with all of our hearts, and to say, Ima, Heicha ne'alemes me'ineinu bizmana makritiyim. How could you be distant? How could we allow ourselves that you should be hidden from us in such critical times? V'zuhi ha'tfilah ha'ktzara. And this is a very short tefillah that we need to offer in order to bring the geula. Tefillah shatasa peiros levakumat shemaya, a tefillah which will bring fruits, will bear fruits for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's honor. Vakamas shechina mi'afra, and to raise up the shechina from the dust, lahachzir atar l'liyoshna, and to restore the crown to the way it was, lahashid levavos albanim levanim alavoisem, bekarav b'yameinu, amen.